Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Grace View, a discussion forum of life-enriching topics that pertain to family, men, philosophical perspectives, women, and singles. The Grace View is a production of John Davis Marshall and the Solomon Society. The Grace View may be heard live Monday through Fridays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by dialing 347-989-0722, or it can be heard at any time online at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Grace View. Now, stay tuned for today's episode of Sincere Singles. If you have a question or comment, please dial the number 1 on your phone and we will give you the opportunity to speak.
Good evening, everyone. This is your host, Robert McFaul. Just for a quick moment or two, I just want to talk about a couple of things that, as far as singles that we deal with or have to deal with on day-to-day basis, and that when it comes to dating, what do we, sometimes it's not all about dating, but it's part of the dating part where we deal with certain things, but in our everyday lives, and some other individuals face this as well. The topic I came up with, which I wanted to talk about a month ago, last month, wasn't able to be aired, but the thing that we have, I have on my heart to talk about is, what mask do you have on while dating? This is a topic that I think those that can relate can understand a little bit better on when it comes to dating, that they have to be careful who they come across. Because sometimes you can come across people that put a front, that put a disclaimer out there that's not really them. Something that perceived to be them, but is not really. So sometimes people wear different masks just so they can manipulate, to which they can get what they want. Some do it so they can be able to get with the individual they want. Some just do it just because. And sometimes I think we have to be careful on how we perceive these masks and how we move forward. Now, there's those that after, you know, looking deeper into this and asking different questions from different people, some people put on masks because they're hurt. They've been scarred. So they put these masks on just to protect themselves from others, protect themselves from getting hurt again. So you do have to be careful on how you perceive some people, how you look at other individuals, how you really understand how others act when it comes to dating, when it comes to interacting with others, because of the fact that we can jump to conclusions. And we can hurt those individuals' feelings, or we can just hurt our own feelings, get caught up in something that we shouldn't get caught up in. So my question out there on today is, what mask are you wearing? What mask are you putting on out there when you're going out dating, when you're going out interacting with others? As singles, and we can start with dating, is what do you have on? Do you show your true self, or do you really put yourself out there as far as, this is me, this is who I am, or do you do it just so you can hide the real you, so you can get with the individual that you are trying to get with, that you're trying to date? So they won't really see the real you. So if anybody has any statements or questions out there, just feel free to punch the number one on your keypad, and I would love to hear from you as far as what you have to say when it comes to the mask. Now, I'll start with a certain section when it comes to the mask. Dating. When it comes to dating, we have come across a lot of people that put on fronts like, I'm the man or I'm the woman that you need in your life. And they'll put that on persona, like, how can I give examples? Examples as, I got a lot of money. They might wear flashy clothes. They might talk a good game. They might rent, borrow a car just to show that they got money. You know, get a nice car, clean and everything, or borrow their mom's car, borrow their father's car, borrow their friend's car, whoever car they can borrow, just when you go on a date. You're like, wow, you got a nice ride. So that's a mask. That's a form of a mask. Some people will key in to realize that you want somebody that is sincere. So they put on a mask saying, well, I try to get close to your feelings. I try to get in touch with those things. And you really buying into this. But the one thing that I always learned at is that, learn and I've always been told is that sometimes you have to take time out to really know the individual, get to know them before you actually start moving forward with them. Ask them several questions. Ask them things that would help you to key in on who the real person is that you're dating. Because we all put on masks and everything just so we can look good. And I think we all do it at one time because of the fact that you want to put the best foot forward. When you put your best foot forward, sometimes you look at your real self and think, well, let me put the best foot forward before I show them me. And so that's a mask, if you really look at it, because you're trying to impress. And as you try to impress somebody to get to like you, you are deceiving that individual to a certain extent. So sometimes we have to be careful on who we date and who we are trying to date, because the fact that the person that you're trying to date might not be the person for you, but you are looking on the outer shell of that individual, and you just want to get with that individual because your eyes see, you see what your eyes see, and that's what you want. So sometimes I think we have to be careful on those things that we perceive to be the things that we want in our lives. So I think sometimes when it comes to masks, we need to ask these questions, these things that we can do before actually going on a date when you meet this individual. If you just met them on the phone or you just a friend and everything, you know, get to know them. Ask the questions. You know, have you been married before? What is your objective? What are the things that you think that you need to ask to be able to get the answers that you need before moving forward in dating this individual? Because sometimes you can get to know this individual, know more about them if you ask these questions. If they're really honest, they will answer these questions that you want to know and everything. And if they don't, then that just means that they're being secretive. And if they're being secretive, then they are not being truthfully themselves and not really, they're not being honest with you. So I think sometimes we have to be careful of those things. The mask, the definition of a mask is a mask that, in my definition, and everybody has different definitions, and I could look it up in the dictionary, but a mask is something that you hide behind. A mask is something that you cover up and don't want nobody to see. So another question is, what are you trying to hide from another individual? What are you trying to keep the other person from seeing? What are you doing to manipulate the things that you are involved in? So these are the type of questions that you need to ask yourself or ask the individual that you're trying to date. What are you trying to do? What is your main objective? When I was down in Orlando, we asked that question about what mask are you wearing, because the singles conference down there was about talking about masquerade. It was a masquerade party that they had, thing that they had that Friday night. So I thought it was fit well to ask, what mask are you hiding behind? And what are you hiding from? We as singles and Christian singles, and I use that strongly, Christian singles, shouldn't try to hide behind a mask, because as difficult enough as it is to find the person that you want to date, that you want to be with, that you want to get to know, you are basically keeping something from that individual. You're not being truthful. You are hurting that other person. So the thing that I think that we need to truly understand is, what are we trying to do? We shouldn't be trying to deceive our brothers and sisters when it comes to dating. That's the main thing that I think that we need to truly understand, that is not something that we need to be hiding behind and causing troubles with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Because basically, as you don't want to be deceived, and why would you want to deceive your brothers and sisters in Christ? So as I go on further with this, I look through the pages of the Bible where how Jacob, I believe it was Jacob, was looking for his wife. And he met, and I can't get the name right now, so please forgive me. He comes across, he sees the woman he wants, the woman he desires. And I believe that was Rachel, and can't think of another name, but please forgive me. But basically, what the story talks about is that he was deceived, because he wanted the one woman he wanted, and he thought he was getting that woman that evening, but the father deceived him. And the mask that Rachel's sister was wearing was the lights out. She was covering where he couldn't see nothing. So basically, she deceived him, saying that she was her sister, and he laid down with her. And guess what? He woke up the next morning after the light was shining, sun out, and he saw, and the mask was pulled away, and he found out that was the wrong woman he was with. Wow. Do we do that? Do we deceive others to show who the one person is, and then when we wake up in the morning, person I thought I was supposed to be with? Now, mind you, sex before marriage is not what I'm indicating here and what we should be doing. But I guess what I'm trying to say is that we deceive people with different things, with different intentions to show who they want. Now, women, I'm not trying to boast against you guys, because I know it's a hard time to do a lot of things, to make yourselves look good and everything. But putting extensions in your hair to show that you got long hair when a guy wants somebody with long hair, that can deceive somebody. And you never tell them what your natural hair color is or what the length. You sometimes women, you know, extra makeup on. That's not good. And the world got this thing called now where women can wear padded booties would make their butt look a little bit bigger, or padded breasts to make themselves look different. Anything that you alter to make yourself who you really are not, for the other person to come to pay you attention, is another mask, and you're deceiving that individual. Unless you truly tell that person, which I doubt you would, because at that time that's what that's for. So then when you do that, you're deceiving somebody. That's a mask by itself. So it's not really the mask to cover the face, but the mask in the persona that you put a force field around yourself to make that person believe who you are really not. If you know, so I think as we look at this, and if you take the true sense of what I'm trying to get at when I say, what mask are you wearing? Are we being truthful, you know, to ourselves? Are we lying to ourselves? Because sooner or later, we can't keep up that persona. We can't continue to be the person that we put out there to be. So I think we have to take a step back and really look at what are we truly, what kind of product are we trying to put out about ourselves? Are we putting out the real self? Are we being real with ourselves, as far as with the individual? Wouldn't you want somebody to be real with you? So I think we have to be careful of the things that we hide from others, the things that we only want others to see. Because eventually, when that time comes, if your guys really get serious and you get into that date, into past dating, to where now, maybe I really want to marry this person. Now that real person comes out. Now this is where, can that person that you deceived that whole time frame, can that person really be able to forgive you or be able to understand why you deceived them? So, I mean, take a step back and look at that and try to understand the things that how you can hurt somebody's feelings, just hurt somebody's feelings. You can really break them down that way. And I know ladies, you know, they're not, you know, mainly ladies, but some men probably experienced that. What have you, you know, your guys experienced a lot, and how a man say, oh, yeah, baby, I got a house here, I got this, that. And then you come to find out he's living with mama. You still living with mama? And this is not your car, this is your boy's car? And you don't work at no three-figure job, or you're not working an office job, you work at Mickey D's? Wow, I'm gone. Now, you would say, you know, some guys or some people would say, there's nothing wrong working at McDonald's. There's nothing wrong working at a regular 9-to-5 job, at UPS, and all these different places. But did you give the person the opportunity to make that decision if they wanted to date you by you telling them that? No, you deceived them. So instead of them looking at where you worked at, they really upset because you deceived them on what products you put out there. So I think we have to be careful of that. We have to take a step back and look at, once again, look at what we put it out there. Because as you can hurt somebody's feelings, you don't know the individual that you're messing with. These, you know, we always say that, you know, hey, I'm just doing this just to have fun, and you know, and I didn't want to. That person might take it really serious. That person might be really upset and really want to get mad at you. So be careful how you hurt somebody's feelings. Then on top of that, if you really, as we move on, and one of my brothers had told me this, sometimes people put on masks because they've been hurt. Sometimes they put on things to cover up the real issues that they're dealing with. Like, women and guys, women and men, as a child, you can be, you could have been molested, you could have been raped, you could have been cheated on. There's many things that could have hurt your feelings from a previous relationship or a childhood that now you put on this mask to keep people at a distance because you don't want to be hurt again. That doesn't mean that it's wrong. It's just that, you know, and, you know, it's not wrong. It's just that that's what some people do. And that's where that saying goes, you, in order to get to the real person, sometimes you have to pull up layers and layers and layers of you could say a mask of stuff that they covered to guard themselves, guard their heart from being hurt again. So in some ways you can't be mad at them, but you just have to understand what they're really going through, what they've been through, and why they had that mask on. And if they got that mask on, it takes a real person, a true person, to really take the time to pull those guards, those layers of things that they put up there, of walls and masks that they put on again around them to cover up the real person. And you have to be sincere when you do that. Pull all that off just to hurt them. You're doing a true damage to that individual, and you don't know how that individual is going to react. So you really have to be careful on how you deal with people that way. And, you know, because like I said, you got people that have been hurt in previous relationships, people that have been scarred by life, by their parents, by someone that they love in their family, by a ex-boyfriend, ex-husband, ex-wife, ex-girlfriend. So what mask are you wearing? You have, I already talked about the dating game, where, you know, people put on different masks for different reasons and everything. So what mask are you wearing? And I also talked about the different masks that you wear, that people wear, which when it comes to being hurt, being heart stomped on, being bodily injured and everything. The thing I say, you know, to really to come across, what I guess what I'm trying to say is that we have to take the time out to really get to know a person. My minister always says, and I truly understand what he's saying, is you have to look deep before you leap. You have to look deep before you leap. And what that means is that before you truly get emotionally, financially tied in with somebody, you have to truly get to know this person. Don't get to know this person by taking them over to your house and where the bed is at, and you know the next thing that comes up is you're having sex. Because now you're emotionally, you get emotionally involved, and the emotions will cover that mask, because now you're blinded, because now you just had sex, and now things are different. Get to know the person on the outside by going bowling, or taking a walk in the park, or just going to church. Things where you can sit down where there's no distractions, there's no nothing that can get all in the way of you getting to know an individual. Just understand that you have to do that. Also, don't get so don't be so naive to the things that you see in front of you, because there's so many multiple signs that we see that we ignore. And what happens is when we don't date the way we should date or get to know a person like we should, we miss those signs, because those signs are either masked behind the things that we allowed ourselves to get involved in when it comes to sex. And sex is the number one killer, which creates the mask that we can get involved in, because then now only thing that we can think of is the sex part. Wow, he was good. Oh, I love that. Now all of a sudden, you see it, but you don't really see the things in the signs that you see in that individual, and you're blinded. That's a blind mask. Yeah, that is a blind mask because you don't see nothing. You don't see nothing wrong. You see nothing. You see everything good in your eyesight, and you look past the things that are wrong. And that flag that fly up, you don't see the flag, the red flag. You think they're flowers. You think they're whatever they are, and you ignore them. So, as I get ready to close this down, because I don't want to sit here and talk away, I do well in talking, but talking to myself is not a good thing. I have a hard time, but I want us to stop for a second and really look at ourselves. You know, God wants us to look at the inner selves. He wants us to look at the things that will make him proud and make him to put a smile on his face. He doesn't want us deceiving one another. He doesn't want us to turn away. And on the flip side of things, God, really would like for us to. He created a mate for us. So, on one theory, and I look at it, is that God, if we use God as our guide, He could break down those masks that we run across. He could help us get past those things that we can't see, don't know, because He'll deliver that person that you should be around, that dating wise. And everything. So I think involving God in everything that we do as Christians, which we should know better, we need to be careful of that. And just because women and men, but mainly women, just because you feel like that Christian men are the same as the worldly men, it doesn't matter in the body or outside the body. A mask the mask doesn't decide of what if you're a Christian or not. Any man can put on a mask and be deceived. Even those that you bring into the body, and that's another thing that you have to be careful of, your sisters and brothers. I'm talking to both, but mainly the sisters. Sometimes you got to be careful what mask is that brother bringing or that man is bringing when you bring him to church when he gets baptized. Is he just put on that Christian mask just so he can get with you, get your cookies, get what he claimed to get, and then leave? Same thing there, brothers. My minister says, when you bring somebody that you feel that is that individual that you want to be with, and then outside the body, but you bring them in so they can get rooted in the body and get baptized, give that person some time to grow. Give that person some time so you can really see who they are. Because we all know those that, there's men that get baptized and then you don't see them no more again. They might run this race for about 2 months and then they disappear. Some just run it for a day because it's the feeling that they feel. So are they just wanting to get baptized so they get closer to you? That's a scheme that a lot of a good handful of people do. Take the time to really get to know the individual and understand what they're about. And I was talking to my sister today, and one of my sisters, and me and her was having a good conversation. Sometimes we get fooled on some of the things that some people do. We can misinterpret something. We can we can come up with our own ideas, our own thought process of what somebody is doing. So when people come to you with a given heart, when people come to you, you know, trying to be all nice and everything, not saying that you shouldn't return the favor, but be careful of their intentions. What are their intentions are? Are they truly trying to be nice and everything and be the a giving person, being a trustworthy person? Don't jump the gun. Sit back and watch. And the reason I say this is that because that's another mask that somebody can wear. Being generous, being a person that, you know, to show you I can be the gentleman that you need to be, need me to be. You jump the gun and you jump on it, and you allow yourself to open up to somebody that might mean you harm. So that's something in which we can truly can agree upon and take time and sit back and note take this as being something in which that does happen in the body and everything. As I get ready to wind down on this, is there anybody that has any questions or any statements or anything that they want to put out, just dial number one on your touch tone, and I will be much obliged to hear from you, because I would love to hear your opinion. I would love to hear outtake on this that I'm discussing and everything. I would love to hear what you guys would have to say. On Facebook in our singles group, address this, and I came up with, I got like wonderful questions and statements on this as far as what they perceive that to be and everything. And I would love to hear what y'all have to say about this and just, you know, give me some feedback and everything. Some of my brothers came up with a mass of conservative. Some people lie about being conservative, and they say, "Oh, I'm conservative," but they be ready to spend. But they be, once you get with them, they be ready to spend $5,000, $10,000. They be ready to do everything they can just to spend money. And then next thing you know, you thought, "Oh, I thought I was getting a person that was really being truthful about being conservative and not spending money like that and everything." Another brother, as they was chiming in, they was talking about no financial struggles. Yeah, I don't have no financial struggles. I don't have this. I don't have that. I'm good. And the next, you know, you pull away that mask, they got financial issues that go way back, and their credit is bad. And then they also tell you, "I don't have no spiritual struggles." We all know we all got some kind of spiritual struggles, but they say they don't, and they don't have no hang-ups, no emotional hang-ups. These are the things that I think that we, as a whole, try to hide from each other and not being truthful. And yeah, I did have some brothers and sisters say, "I don't have no mask," which, if they're being truthful, okay, I agree with that, but somebody, some of us to a certain extent, have a mask that we hide behind. But what do we do? We say that we don't, but I think that we do have a mask that we do hide behind. I have somebody that says, believe in being honest and putting it out just how it slowed down. Basically, she was saying she believes in being honest about it and putting it out there from the get-go and let this individual take it from what it is. That could be something to which it could be a good thing. You might say, well, it's not to be that harsh, but she's being real. We all talk about we want somebody real, 100%, but can we deal with that 100%? Maybe that's the reason why sometimes others put on masks, because some people can't take that 100%, that person being real, 100%. And then now you're talking about that person because they came across the way you didn't think they would come across because you believe they offended you. So, once again, sometimes some people, there's a reason why some people are very independent because of the fact that they, as being independent, they do that because they got hurt with somebody they trusted, which they allowed them to do a lot of things for them, and they got hurt behind it because somebody either spent all their money up or they ruined their credit or they did whatever. So when you come across women that's very independent and you wonder why they're that way, maybe you need to look at their past experience. Women, maybe you need to let the men know up front that there's a reason why you're independent, and it would take a long time or somebody that's truly honest for them to let their let your guard down and let them help you out with some things. So I think the way to break a mask is communication. I believe that's the number one thing that we need to have is communication. No communication means a mask can be put up in 2 seconds. A mask can stay on. A mask can deceive you. But communication can help break down the mask. Communication can help you see the mask. Communication can help keeping a mask to be put on in front of you. If we don't have communication when it comes to dating, how can we get past that? How can we really date? So, as the show comes to an end, I just want to really put out there, what mask are you wearing? Take the time to look at that. And throughout the Bible, I know you can see different things that different stories, especially in the Old Testament, where it lied to each other. People had this persona of who they were and everything, and they went out and did their thing. So, and as I told you, the definition of a mask is to hide, cover, fool, manipulate another individual on who they think who they are or what the situation there is. Have you ever been manipulated? Have you ever been lied to? Have you ever been through the things that we as individuals things I've been talking about? Or have you done those things to other individuals? So I say this, and I think this is something that that me and my singles talked about earlier, was that we have to be content in what we are doing as singles. We have to be able to be content in our status. If we're not content in our status of being single, a mask can truly fool us into doing things, into being fooled into doing things that we shouldn't be doing. Not being content in a status that we need to be in, we can fall into different, diverse temptations. We can fall into marrying the wrong individual. We can be fooled into getting caught up in the things that we shouldn't be caught into. So ask yourself that question. What mask are you wearing? As I close this evening, and I know I said it a couple of times, but I'm closing down. I would love for you guys to tune in next week, where we will be starting a series. I call it a series because it's something that I think we, as not just singles, but us as brothers and sisters, need to truly look at is can we as men and women, not brothers and sisters, men and women, you know, you can say brothers and sisters, can we have a platonic relationship where it's not all about me getting with you or you getting with me or sex or anything else? Can we truly have a platonic relationship? And me and another sister thought about this, and I want us to really think about this. And as we prepare, as we get ready for next week, think about this. Can you have a platonic relationship? And that means not getting caught up in the things that, as men and women, as opposite sex get caught up in when being around each other. Can we have a platonic relationship where we, as brothers and sisters, can do the work of the Lord? Can we work in the Lord's house with as brothers and sisters, and not always having to have this idea of, I need to get with you, I need to get with him, and everything else? Is this the reason why that we have division within the body, where I do understand where married couples don't mingle with single couples because of idea of what we think might happen because of the fact that we don't know how to truly have a platonic relationship with one another? So think about that, a platonic relationship. Well, I come to you guys this evening. I know it was last minute, but I thought I'd go ahead and put that out there. If anybody has any comments or any questions about what I talked about, what mask that you're hiding behind, or even with the topic that we will be discussing over the next several months, as far as can we have a platonic relationship with our brothers and sisters, dial the number one on your touch tone, and I allow you guys to make a comment, a statement, or whatever you want to make, and we will end on that note. I always say there's never a wrong or right answer, because of the fact that everyone has their own opinions and everyone has their own ideas. The only thing that is true to being right is God's word, which is in the Bible. And that's all I have to say for this evening. Once again, if anybody has a question or comment, just dial number one. And if not, I will see you guys next weekend, next Friday, with my brothers and sisters, as we talk about that topic. Can we have a platonic relationship with one another in the body? Thank you for calling in and listening. I pray that everyone has a wonderful weekend of 4th of July, and enjoy yourselves and have a blessed one. Thank you.
This episode of Sincere Singles has been brought to you by the Solomon Society. If this episode has blessed you, why not bless your friends? Send them this online address, www.blogtalkradio.com/The Grace View, so that they can hear what you have just heard. And to ensure the continuation of this ministry, please make a tax-deductible donation to the Solomon Society. You may text your donation to 404 620 2455 or donate online at www.solomonsociety.xyz. Thanks for listening, and may the wisdom of God be forever in you.